A word of warning. What follows includes harrowing testimony and graphic descriptions of human rights violations.
Drops were administered to Sizwe Kondile in a drink. And the reason why the knockout drops was administered is because I don't think any sober guy would have had the courage to just look a normal person in the eye, sober, and shoot him at point blank in the head.
Dirk Kotzee.
One of Major Archie Flemington's men took a Makarov pistol with a silencer on, and whilst Mr. Kondile was lying on his back, shot him on top of the head. There was a short jerk, and that was it. The four junior non-commissioned officers, Paul van Dyk, Sergeant Jan from Colonel Nick van Rensburg's branch, and the two Ermelo men, each grabbed a hand and a foot, put it onto the pyre of tire and wood, poured petrol on it, and set it alight. Whilst that happened, we were drinking and even having a braai next to the fire. Now, that I don't say to show our braveness, I just tell it to the commission to show the callousness of it and to what extremes we have gone in those days. The body takes about 7 hours to burn to ashes completely, and the chunks of meat, especially the buttocks and the upper parts of the legs, had to be turned frequently during the night to make sure that everything burned to ashes. And the next morning, after raking through the rubble to make sure that there was no big pieces of meat or bone left at all, we all went our own way.